Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, an awful lot to talk to the king about today. Howard Eskin is always brought to us by our friends at Fingers, Wings, and other things. Fuat has you covered with delivery and curbside pickup. If you're stuck working from home, make sure you visit Fuat.com. That's F-W-O-T, Fuat.com, to place your order now. All right, a lot of Eagles stuff to get to. As Howie Roseman spoke just a short time ago. We'll get to that in just a moment. We welcome the King, Howard Eskin. How are you, King?
I'm just great. By the way, thinking of Elvis, where I am talking to you from, I have Elvis sitting next to me. You will see I just sent it a photo of it to Seltzer.
Okay.
So you will see I have Elvis sitting right next to me.
Well,
so
there you go.
I'm in good company.
All right. You keeping your sanity, Howard? How you doing?
You know what? I hope everybody
This is like
is.
A real Elvis. This is great here.
I know,
this
it's
is legit.
False.
Yes.
Yeah. He doesn't have the guitar in his hand because I took the guitar out. It's tough, and I know it's tough for people every day other than, you know, when I go on the air. I always try to take a 3 to 4 mile walk.
Good.
I try to get my steps in.
Yep.
And, you know, I have exercise. I can do an elliptical at home, but I'd rather just go outside. There's a park about 3 blocks away and do that. And that's pretty much it. And just try to stay in touch with people around the country, locally. I'm hanging in there. The one thing I think, and I heard somebody talk about this, you can't think about how long this is going to be. You just got to keep it in short-term thoughts. There was an astronaut that was up in space, I forget his name, for 665 days.
Wow.
And he talked about that. And you can't think about long-term. You just got to think about, and that's what I'm trying to do. And I'm trying to, and we're lucky that there's a lot of football around to talk about. And, you know, I understand no basketball, no hockey, no baseball. And I heard you guys talking about the baseball situation, and I'll touch on that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to keep my sanity, just trying to keep in touch with everything's going on.
Good.
And I'll tell you, a guy that is really sane is Mark Cuban in the real world situation. What a great owner and what a brilliant guy. So, you know, there's different things that I'm doing, but I hope you guys are all right, too. It's just outside of doing the show, it's, you know, you just got to do what you got to do.
Pretty much. And so far we are all good, meaning me, James, and John, and hoping, you know, to keep it that way. Howard, let's start with the Eagles. I know you were just on a conference call, a lot of reporters on conference call with Howie Roseman. Obviously, conference call instead of the usual press conference. So, for those of us that didn't have the chance to hear it, what were some of the highlights?
Well, he addressed the Hopkins situation, and you know, there was a question asked about that. And the thing is, he said sometimes a team wants players that you can't supply them with, and when you have to do that, then you have to put in more draft picks. And obviously Arizona had a running back that they wanted. David Johnson might be used up, but that was the case with Hopkins. There was situations with the Malcolm Jenkins situation. It actually came up late.
Wait, hold on. What was the case with Hopkins? So he insinuated that they wanted a running back from the Eagles?
Well, they said they couldn't. You know, they talked to him. I don't know if it was a running back. They wanted players that the Eagles didn't have that they wanted. And then when you do that, I sense that, well, then it takes more draft picks. And they obviously had their eyes on a running back. The Eagles didn't have a running back to give them.
Well, they do. They do, but maybe the Eagles just didn't want to do that. I mean,
maybe they didn't want them. No, I'm saying.
Well, they're stupid. Yeah. I mean, if Howard, if
you're not going to give Miles Sanders.
No, I agree with you. I'm just saying, Howard, if I'm the Houston Texans,
I'd give Miles Sanders up for DeAndre Hopkins.
No, I wouldn't do that because
why not?
DeAndre Hopkins is going to be a contract problem, and he alluded to the ability. You know, I know he's got years left on his contract. Again, he didn't come out and say it because obviously Howie's not going to want to criticize anybody, but you know what the situation is. So that could have been a situation. But again,
I just
believe
people are acting
said,
like Miles Sanders is better than DeAndre Hopkins. I would give him up.
He's 1/20th of the price. Yeah.
I understand
that. He might
be 1/50th of the price. DeAndre Hopkins is worth that.
Well, yeah, but again, they couldn't match up. That's
money
all he
and
said.
Trade.
They couldn't match up players. As far as Malcolm, it's tough. You know, toughest part of his job is players that he's going to everybody's going to lose. He talked to his agent, and you know, it didn't work out, and players move on, and that happens in football. That happens in football all the time. So, touch briefly on that. Ask me if I'm trying to think.
Backup quarterback, was that brought up at all?
Yeah, and I got the sense he brought that up at how he addressed players that they signed, and he brought up Sudfeld's name, that he's young, you know, his ability to grow and knows the system and those kind of things. And I just sensed by that comment there was nobody out there that, as a backup quarterback, they wanted to, you know, it probably came down to money. I mean, you can sign anybody, but you can't sign a player for plus $10 million plus as your backup quarterback. And I just got the sense, this is my sense, mm-hmm. that there's nobody else out there and that they really thought that would fit in terms of whether it was money or the guy wanted a starting job. And that's why it sounds like Sudfeld is the guy. But again, I think, and nobody addressed Josh McCown, and that's Josh McCown's decision. I think Josh is coming back. Now, I don't know. He's not going to come back as a coach. I mean, obviously he comes back. I'm sure he wants to play. If that's what it's going to take for him to leave his family, he's going to play. But he still has to recover from his injury. That was a serious injury. I didn't realize how long that injury takes.
Yep.
But that was a serious injury. But I think there's a chance that he could come back, and there's insurance in that regard. Now, any quarterback that you have to play that's your backup quarterback, you know, isn't as good as your starting quarterback. But you just hope it's not for a long period of time. It might be one or two games for a quarterback to fill in. So I think that's the way they're going. I think they're done with the quarterback situation, unless, and this always happens in camp, there are quarterbacks that are out there that are decent veterans, like Ryan Fitzpatrick. Would I take Ryan Fitzpatrick in a heartbeat?
Yeah, of course.
I would take Ryan. So you don't know if they draft Tua and you say, well, you know, they're going to start him from the beginning. He's going to be healthy. You know, maybe Ryan Fitzpatrick doesn't fit in with them anymore. So until you get to camp and until you start playing, I say, based on what I thought he said,
yep,
was that Sudfeld is the only quarterback right now that they're going to sign.
Has Howie now made it imperative that the Eagles draft for need?
He says you don't want to get trapped. Yeah, and that's interesting. And I've heard this before. You want to draft the best players and not always get trapped into positions. You know, addressing the wide receiver position, obviously they want to try to, he used the word balance it out. And I've told you guys this before. I just don't think you can spend big money at every position.
Correct.
They spent a lot of money on defense, and that's going to be good. And the thing, you know, I started thinking about it when he was talking. When you get good defense and you stop the other team, you certainly have to score points. But think about the field position with good defense that you put your offense in. When Seattle went to the Super Bowl, if you look at the field position for Russell Wilson, now Russell Wilson's a terrific quarterback, But when you look at the field position that that defense gave him that year, it really changed the dynamics. Instead of going 75 yards, now you only have to go 50 or 60 yards. You know, those things kind of change. So he really wanted to put his resources, and it came to players that worked for him that they could get. And he's happy with – he said he's happy with, you know, the offensive line, obviously.
Howard, let me ask you this.
Everybody knows they have to draft a wide receiver.
Correct.
In the first round. You've put yourself in a position where you're doing exactly what you've warned against doing.
But because there's so many wide receivers, you're going to be able to get a wide receiver in the second round. Here's what I think could happen with them. I really do think if there's a wide receiver they really like, and they're at 21, and there's somebody at like 16 or 17 that you know is going to slide to 16 or 17. They're always talking. It doesn't cost that much. It's going to cost some draft picks to move up, let's say, 3 to 5 slots and do it that way. I'm telling you, they will get not wide receiver. I think they will get wide receivers in the draft, and that means it's in the first round. And it's going to be interesting. That's what's going to be interesting about this draft, and we're all going to enjoy it. We're going to see wide receivers that we know are good.
Yeah.
Well, he's not taken yet. He's not taken yet. And then the Eagles are going to start getting on the phones to talk to these people to see what it takes to move up in front of a team, as they did with Dallas Goedert, because the Cowboys wanted Goedert, to move up in front of him. Now, Seattle did that to them in the case of Russell Wilson. So it happens with everybody, but they're going to get a wide receiver. There's no question. And Howie kind of alluded to that in the discussion. And he knows that he flat out said it, the wide receiver position has to improve.
That's good. No, that's good. Howard, let's just keep firing through all sorts of stuff, what Howie said. Was he asked directly if Andre Dillard will be a starting left tackle and subsequently where Peters fits into any of this?
Nope, he wasn't asked about Peters, and he wasn't asked about Dillard. And I don't know what he could have said. He's going to say...
Well, you want to know if he's going to commit to Andre Dillard being the starter. All right, so we didn't do that.
Right now, we've
asked.
Got one left tackle on the roster, and it's Andre Dillard. Should we be talking more about Jordan Mailata?
What is Pryor? Is Pryor a tackle or a guard?
Oh, he's a guard who's the size of a tackle.
Okay. But he mentioned his name, and I forget in what context he mentioned players as backup players.
Did they give up on Jordan Mailata?
He wasn't asked about him, but he didn't play all last year, so it's a long ramp up. I think Jordan Mailata's probably got this year, and he also said that about Sidney Jones. He's got to step up this year. Okay. When you drafted him, you knew he was a good player. You knew he was going to redshirt a year. He's done some really good things. But this is a year, obviously, that Sidney Jones is going to have to step up.
Howard, the three nickel corners, one of whom they added yesterday, and in addition to LeBlanc and Maddox, did he commit to one of them being a starter outside?
No, because I think that comes down to camp. But they liked who was the guy they signed yesterday with the three names?
Nickel Roby Coleman.
Okay. That they have somebody in their front office that knew him from the Rams, and that input was important in signing him. So you have people. Obviously, camp is going to, and hopefully it's a full camp. Hopefully there's a lot of things we hope for, that the country gets better and we kind of get back to some kind of normalcy. But in terms of getting player, understanding, is this player good enough or is that player good enough? You really need camp for that. And they can't do anything. The only players that can come into the facility are guys that are rehabbing. The other players aren't permitted to come into the facility because your workouts don't start until, I guess, sometime in April. So if you're not getting rehab, you're not in that building. And there's nobody in their building right now.
Is it possible Malik Jackson becomes a starter at DN for the Eagles?
Yeah, I think he touched on that briefly, that he could move around there. I don't know if he's a starter, but he's got the ability to be out there at defensive end, yes.
There you go. What does your dog think of it?
You know what? He's not worried about that right now. He's worried about whatever it is running around outside.
All right, Howard. I'll tell you something.
Dog.
Something I'm worried about that goes beyond the world of football. And I appreciate all this insight, what you know, you experienced with Howie's conference call. I think Rob Manfred and all these commissioners, they're in a tough spot trying to come up with solutions to a not good scenario, right, of no sports for 3 months or so. But the idea of baseball, Rob Manfred, considering playing baseball into December and having a neutral site World Series, Rob Manfred saying yesterday, quote, everything is on the table. Howard, that should not be on the table. Baseball in December should not be on the table.
You are correct. But you know where that came from, Joe and John?
Where?
From Scott Boras. Scott Boras yesterday put out that idea. Now, all Scott Boras is worried about is getting his players played. And if you play more games, they can't pay them their whole salary if they're going to only play, let's say, 100 games instead of 162. You can't. And they have the ability in the agreement, I think it's the same as the NBA, that you don't have to pay them the whole. So all he cares about, and that could be a 144-game schedule. It is a hard, it wasn't Rob Manfred's idea, but he did say everything was on the table.
Yeah.
And he didn't turn down a 7-inning game, which I think is ridiculous.
Totally ridiculous.
And you can't have 3 doubleheaders a week because you know the good players aren't going to play both ends of the doubleheader, so you're cheating the fans out of the good players in one of those games. You know you're not. Just like you play doubleheaders, you don't play everybody. So that's wrong, too. But it wasn't Rob Manfred, but there's no way. Joe, you're right on this. You're rarely right, Joe, but you are correct on this. To have World Series games, first of all, on Christmas is a joke.
Total joke.
A total joke. And to have them at neutral sites, you pretty much cut out your fans. First of all, there's a lot of fans that travel aren't going to have jobs. So they're not going to have enough financially to be able to travel for World Series games. That's unfair to put more expense on your fans. And it's the reality is you're not going to have a home crowd when you have a home game. It's the most ridiculous, asinine, foolish thing I've ever heard of, and they can't do it. And first of all, you can't have baseball on Christmas, up until Christmas. And then it's like the NBA. I know the NBA is working on a plan to have games into September. Are you kidding me? There's just no – then you got pennant races heating up. You got football starting up. You think people – it's going to diminish what the playoffs are. So, but in baseball, you're right, Joe. There's just no way.
Cut that audio. Howard Eskin said, quote, you're right, Joe.
Howard, no, don't cut that because you're only right, you know, 5% of the time.
Howard, a rare instance of you actually being right.
5% seems high, yeah.
And, hey, King, thank you for the extended time. Great work. And stay safe, seriously.
Yeah, you and everybody out there, I wish everybody health. And that's the most important thing, and to stay safe. And just hang in there because I know as a country, we've got to find a way, and we will find a way.
Thanks, Howard.
Thank you,
all right,
Howard.
Take care.
Good stuff, Howard Eskin. A lot of stuff to digest right there. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Eric in Conshohocken. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Hammer, Richie, Seltzer, how are you guys?
Super.
Hey, I just want to thank you guys for everything that you've done during these crazy times. You're certainly keeping us all entertained.
Well, good. Thank you. Trying.
So I'm calling because I have some wedding advice, or I guess I can kind of share the same dilemma that I'm in. My fiance and I were looking forward to getting married on May 24th. We actually just went through the process of postponing our wedding and all the logistics that kind of go into that.
How rough was that? I mean, do these providers allow for this? I mean, everyone sort of understands, I'm sure, but how sticky did it get?
Yeah. So for us, so far, we've been very fortunate. We have about 3 different vendors, which I would assume a lot of the venue that we went with was very accommodating. There was language in the contract for acts of God, which thankfully this, I guess, fell under.
Yeah.
So from that sense, they're issuing us a full refund, but they weren't the only. In addition to the venue, we also had the photographer, we had the DJ.
Yeah.
We've been in communication with them, and they've all been very understanding as well.
Wow.
So I guess, and then we had our honeymoon, which we postponed, and we had the shower, which was supposed to be last weekend. And ultimately, we kind of just made the decision because my fiance, Caitlin, her family was coming from out of town. Her parents they live in Florida, and then her one sister's in Georgia. And Hammer, you actually hit the question. You hit the nail on the head there. The question that it boiled down for us was, do we want to have every single person that we invited to come to our wedding?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, with everything we've been watching on TV, we just kind of made the decision, hey, let's just get a refund check. Let's kind of let the dust settle. And then we'll reschedule once we're through all this.
Wow. So suspended indefinitely, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we had a conference call with, I guess, the manager of the venue where we were planning on getting married. And she said, you know, everybody that is that had a wedding anytime from now, you know, through the end of the summer, they're proactively calling the venue and saying, hey, there's so much uncertainty. Can we reschedule for 2021? So I guess if anybody out there just got engaged, I recommend picking up the phone now. Hopefully you have a little extra time to book it, because these places are, you know, the wedding business books a year out in advance in normal times.
Yeah.
So now it's like a year and a half, 2 years.
Unbelievable. Wow. Well, thank you for sharing all that info.
Well, yeah, Eric, good luck with it all, man. Give me, Eric, you got a chance to win the gift card here. Give me a smart character.
How about MacGyver?
He's a smart guy.
Awesome.
That's a clever answer.
Eric, great phone call, man. Good luck to you and your fiance, man.
You know, they got
thank
you. So they got a new MacGyver now. I haven't seen the new MacGyver, but there is a new MacGyver.
I kind of vaguely remember. It was a couple years ago, right? 2 years ago or so?
Yeah, it's on, I think, like CBS or something like that.
They brought back
it can't be as good as the original. I mean, I'm sure Joe agrees.
No. Wasn't
that's a classic Joe.
Wasn't Hawaii Five-0 brought back?
Yeah, years ago. It's been on for a while now.
Is it still on?
Oh yeah.
I think so.
Wow. It's a very popular show, I believe.
Okay. Let's talk to Tom in Northeast Philly. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, Tom. Hey,
I usually laugh at Joe more than I agree with him, but I agree with him on this. And I'm gonna tell you why, Richie.
On what?
On the wide receiver Hopkins. Everybody want Hopkins. I understand that. I want Hopkins.
Yeah.
But it wasn't feasible. I'm going to tell you why. Hopkins already said he wanted top wide receiver money. That's $23 million. That's the top wide receiver. You got $7.5 million that's going into the rookies this year.
Wait, $23 million?
$23 million, and that's what Julio Jones is making right now.
I know. He's making 22, is the highest. That's sure.
So you say between 20 and 22 million. Then you got $7.5 million. On the rookies that's coming out this year with the draft picks we have. So you're talking $30 million. So what if we got DeAndre Hopkins, we only got, what, McLeod and DeAndre Hopkins. What if would you would have took that over what we have now with 19, 20 million of cap space that we have now with what we have for Hopkins or one player?
I want Hopkins. I mean, I'll make do with the other players if we don't sign them.
Tom, I'm convinced that John Ritchie doesn't understand the way the NFL salary cap works.
DeAndre Hopkins is worth the money.
Pay him anything.
Whatever it took.
Give him whatever he wants. Just give it to him.
I don't agree. I agree. This is what I think is going to happen. Howie Roseman, though, we knew the wide receiver. I think he's going to move up. He's going to get one of them top four wide receivers. I want Brad three, but you got to remember that cap casualties happen every year. You got like a Brandon Cook that they're talking about releasing, or maybe a trade. You got wide receivers that are easier to get, and a cap casualty than a young defensive end or a Slay. You know,
yeah,
so I'd rather take what Howard Roseman is doing right now.
What do you got here, Tom, for a smart character from a movie or a TV show?
I'm going to go the genie by Will Smith or anybody that plays the genie.
All right, you got it. He wants the genie. Yeah. All right, there it is.
The Will Smith version.
Fair enough.
He is smart.
Yeah, I didn't see that movie, but fair enough. All right, coming up, the NFL, some disagreement within pro football about when to hold the NFL draft. Now, it looks like it's going to be still when it's planned for, late April. But a direct result of coronavirus and a group saying, no, change that. We'll dive into that issue coming up next. Show to camera, John Ritchie on WIP.
Today's show is brought to you by Parks Casino. They hope you're staying safe during this period. Please check Parks Casino and Sportsbook on Facebook and Twitter for news and updates. Parks Casino and Sportsbook, see you very soon. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.